www.ShopRite.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. It's the Thanksgiving Eve version of the program, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Shows about your calls. We go right back into them. Sigurd is on the line with us from Norway, and you're telling us, we've been talking about socialist health care and many of the problems that are inherent with socialist healthcare. One of the, of course, main ones is the fact that the socialist system is one size fits all. It's whatever the government says goes. If you don't like it, well, too flipping bad. Of course, government socialist healthcare systems are completely isolated from any sort of market signals. As you were telling us there in Norway, they some pricing board of bureaucrats arbitrarily picks numbers out of thin air and then assigns whatever they determine a value of some particular patient problem to be to that particular patient, which of course is based on nothing but them just arbitrarily picking a number. They have no way of knowing what real value is in the marketplace because they've never actually sold anything in the market. Buyers and sellers have never met. Prices have never been determined. So they just pick numbers and apply them. And as you were talking, pointing out that results in somebody, the way the system is if somebody comes in with a cold, they assign them whatever the cold number is, the amount, for what the hospital will be paid for taking care of that patient. But then if they find out there are other problems with that patient, they never get any new numbers assigned to them. They're stuck with the original amount. I mean, that's one of, I'm sure, the many problems with the arbitrary pricing system.
That's true.
And yeah,
that's typical.
Bureaucrats have to keep it simple.
That's true, and that's typical of virtually every government program, whether it's central banking or whatever. It's a ham-handed, top-down, one-size-fits-all policy, and they don't work.
Now, Sigurd, you say you actually you're working in a hospital, so you've got real close connection with this socialist system. You have a lot. You had a few other things you wanted to tell us about as far as our misconceptions about socialist health care. And, of course, I'm sure it differs slightly from country to country, but what are some of the other things we've gotten wrong? Please go ahead and correct us.
Well, one of the things you were mentioning before was that, you know, you'd be insured the cheapest possible health care, right? And had an example at my hospital the other day. What it turns out is that actually the doctors don't have to think about cost control at all. So they will always choose the most expensive solution. It's not rational, but it actually goes the other way because, you know, they want to work with the nicest equipment and stuff like that. There's no economy in it. So it's not rational, as you say,
but it can go the other way as well. This is always the truth when government solves problems, is that you don't have the economy in things. You know, if it costs $100 or $1,000 to save me from some terrible disease, we're going to do it. If it's going to cost me $10 million or $100 million to save me from some terrible disease, well, my wife's not going to do it. She's going to say, oh, yeah, he's a good husband.
Nice knowing you. hold on a second, because I want to inject here where I got that example from was from the Canadian healthcare system, and I agree with you that when it's government, certainly the government bureaucracies have an incentive. We've seen it here in America. Whatever the bureaucracy is, it has an incentive to spend out its entire budget and then spend higher than that so they get a bigger budget the next year. So I agree with you. Yes, that incentive or that disincentive or whatever you want to call it, that problem is definitely endemic within the governmental, whatever it is the government is handling. They want to spend. However, if government administrators are coming down with a mandate to cut costs, for whatever reason, they come down with that, then there could be certain things that would suffer. And I could see that the doctors wouldn't want their x-ray machines to suffer. They want to have the best equipment. But at the same time, if they can cut costs by putting in a plastic leg as opposed to a titanium leg, I'm just pulling ideas out here. I don't know if they use plastic.
In a patient.
But if they could cut costs on a patient, then they might actually end up doing something like that. They're under orders to cut the budget of the organization. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and of course you can have these crazy situations, right, where you sort of have one department on one budget and another department on another budget, and one department has horrible economy, right? So they have to ditch their equipment and run on fumes. whereas the other department has, crazy amounts of money and can do what they want, and there's no, each department defends their own pool of money.
Right.
So it's pretty irrational all the way through. But I have a small fun fact for you. I'll take it as a quiz. Do you know how much of GDP you guys spend on healthcare each year?
No, I don't.
15%.
15%.
Do you know what Norway spends with a fully socialized healthcare system?
I'm going to assume more.
I would too. We spend 9%. Your system is crazy.
Wow, that's amazing.
It is expensive.
I like private systems, but I mean, you have this combination of, Medicare and Medicaid.
Yep.
And you have the private system.
Don't confuse ours with private.
Yeah.
No, okay. But you have a private system with insurances that have government regulations on it, right? So they become very expensive. And then you have the public healthcare on top of that. So
yeah, the cost of regulation must be incredibly large in order for the American system to be a larger percentage of the GDP. I guess having all those private entities complying with whatever the government rules are is got to be an incredible cost.
And I can assure you our system is not sufficient at all.
Wow, that's amazing. That's quite an eye-opener. Any other thoughts for us tonight, Zegard?
Yeah, I actually have. There's a little paradox between Norway and the United States that was sort of illustrated with your arrest, Ian.
Yes, sir.
It is the fact that your police seems very brutal. I mean, you have more individual liberties in the United States than in Norway, right?
Supposedly.
But the fact that they actually handcuff you for no apparent reason, right? I mean, that you're no threat to anyone, right?
Are you suggesting that in Norway they would not have used handcuffs or shackles in that process?
It would be unheard of. There's no way that would happen.
That's amazing. Because I said to them, look, I'm not going to run out on you. And they said, well, it's policy. That's their excuse for everything. Everything inhumane they do to people, it's policy. That's their excuse.
I've actually always wondered why that is the policy in the United States, because it sort of looks like that's the standard procedure, even though you're no risk or no nothing, right?
Yep.
They still handcuff you and humiliate you, whatever they can.
It wasn't always like this here, though. It wasn't always.
Is that right, Wayne?
Oh, yeah. It's gotten worse. In the 60s, there were some incidents like Kent State University where they shot at protesters and things like that. But we've gone through periods where the government did respect people's rights more and they weren't so heavy-handed. But lately, the screws are getting tighter here.
Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate the expertise. And as always, love hearing from our international listeners to get some real perspective on things. I mean, that was, I think, probably that call was full of perspective, I have to say.
It is very interesting. You know, I love speaking with people who used to live in the former Soviet Union because they see things a lot quicker. They're like the canaries in the coal mine now here in the United States, because they see this stuff going down. They can feel it coming around them again. And
in fact, you had something from a former Soviet, or I guess a Soviet analyst of some sort. We're going to get to that if we get a chance. We've got to get through these phone calls here. So let's go and talk to David, listening in New York. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello. David, New York, going once. David in New York, going twice. Let's try Stephen in Colorado. Stephen, you are on Free Talk Live. Hello there. Stephen, going once.
Hey there.
Hey, Stephen.
The police didn't tell you, Ian, I presume the handcuffed bit that the Norwegian guy was talking about, he was talking about you, right?
Yes, when I was handcuffed after when the judge ordered me arrested or ordered me handcuffed over the first contempt of court thing, when I apparently didn't sit fast enough or stand fast enough or whatever the hell it was that he wanted me to obey. They were telling me to sit and stand at this, apparently. They were telling me to sit, but also suggesting that I stand, and it was very confusing.
Well, I have to dig through the archives because, as I said, I missed all that, as I said last time I called. But anyway, what they told me when they arrested me for traffic violations was that it was for my protection as well as yours. That's what the officer said.
Yeah, what kind of sense does that make?
I don't know. I don't have any idea.
It's just
did you ask him how you were being protected?
No. I was a good little statist back then. I thought I deserved to be arrested.
Apparently it was so you didn't choke yourself or stab yourself or something like that. I don't know if you had more, but hang on. We'll bring you back. 800-259-9231. More with Stephen and your calls as well about whatever is on your mind. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no questions asked, no time limit, money back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
Fuel prices are up and down, biting into everyone's budget. If you're ready to start saving at the pump, Fuel Saver Technologies can help. With a small squeeze of our fuel conditioner in your gas tank, more of each gallon of fuel will combust, improving your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, gas or diesel, we guarantee that your savings will exceed the cost of our product. Our fuel additive reduces the emissions and maintenance costs and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Our 2-ounce consumer squeeze bottle costs only $8 and treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. If you buy a case of 16 or 32 bottles, the price drops to $6 a bottle and we'll ship it to you for free. Call us toll free at 866-768-7811 or look online at fuelsaverinc.com. Start saving on fuel today, 866-768-7811, online, fuelsaverinc.com. Spend a little and save a lot.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the point of the show. Your calls, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free. They include the wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners just like you. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com and you can get interactive. It's like the listener editable version of our website, wiki.freetalklive.com.
According to the Computer Privacy Handbook, normal internet technology is the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Put a stop to email snooping with an easy-to-use email alternative, privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure. You can go over there and sign up for a free account today at privacyharbor.com.
As we go back to your phone calls, we'll return to Stephen in Colorado. You just barely had a chance to get a few sentences out, so go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
Well, okay, that's not why I called. I just was listening to you talk. That
Hello?
Came back to me that that's what the officer, my okay. protection and yours, when he put the cuffs on me.
Yeah.
And as you said, it doesn't
load.
Make any sense whatsoever, huh?
Yeah. No, that's just they just tell
they
themselves a story.
Say, I guess.
Yeah, it's just garbage.
Right. Now, the reason why I called is because the neocon at work I have decided is an absolute lost cause. I've told you before about the neocon at work.
Oh, that's right. You've been sort of regaling us with your stories of attempting to persuade and plant some seeds of liberty. What makes you say that it's time to write him off?
Well, he's a good friend. I just can't talk politics with him or anything.
Mm.
He says that what they should pass a law where it makes the auto manufacturers have some kind of system in the car to where it disallows you to crank the car if the seat belts are not buckled.
Oh, boy. Did you ask him what they should do in country? You know what they should do about countries where seatbelts aren't mandatory and states where seatbelts aren't mandatory, because there's still one.
Well, you know, I said, well, hey, how about this? Here's even a better idea. I was just kind of joshing him. I said, how about if they instead make it a system where if you don't click your seatbelt, it sends out an alert to all the police so they can just pick you up. How's that? Is that a better idea?
Well, one of the biggest problems in the United States as far as accidents go is distracted driving. I've been thinking that there should be a soundproof box that the driver is put in with no access to a radio, no ability to see passengers because they could do sign language or something. And there could be a screaming, dying baby in the back seat. You wouldn't want the mother distracted by that, would you?
Well, you know, I'd always...
No, absolutely not.
It was my understanding that neocons were very, very much warmongers, but I never really realized that that they were also nanny statists at the same time.
Some of them are, yeah, authoritarians.
And this guy sounds like a soccer mom to me.
If it comes to being mean to people, that's when they're all for the nanny state. If they, you know, they're not for social programs necessarily. Although I did meet somebody from England recently. I always love it when Ziggy calls, by the way. But I did meet someone from England recently who, unlike Ziggy, is just a firm believer in the state, yet calls himself a conservative. We were talking, and he said, oh, I hate liberals. I think they should all be strung up and so forth. And I thought, well, that's kind of absurd. But anyway, I talked to the guy, and he said, I started kind of asking him his position on various things. He thinks gun control is a great idea. He thinks the socialized medicine over there is just fine. It's wonderful. And so finally, I sort of analyzed all of his positions, and he is basically what we would call a liberal.
Well, but he's probably accurate when he's calling when he's saying that he hates liberals, because I mean essentially the libertarian position is a classical liberal position, so maybe he's accurately using the original term liberal.
Well, I thought about that, but you know, as we were talking, it turns out that what he's really opposed to is, as he says, the do anything people, the libertinism, I guess.
Yes.
They advocate walking down the street naked and
it's your street,
smoking
you
pot
should be able to walk
stuff.
Down.
They should you know, pass out pot to little babies and stuff like
of
that.
Course.
He thinks that that's what liberals are all about.
Yeah,
and driving a motorcycle with a machine gun hanging off.
I mean, the whole idea that somebody like that would say something like, if they're a liberal, string them up. I mean, really, right there, you know, you're dealing with somebody who has absolutely no level of understanding or tolerance for anybody with a different viewpoint. I mean, that's just
And that's why I like
despicable.
Your show, because you guys do. You guys put up with so much when people call in.
Well, I thank you.
I really love it when people who disagree call in.
Thank you, sir. Good hearing from you, Stephen. Appreciate hearing from you tonight at 800-259. 9231. Where do you go with somebody like that? I mean, if somebody tells you, I think we should string up all the liberals or all the conservatives or whatever it is they're saying.
Well, you try to put them in a position where they, you know, one of their beliefs would be contrary to what the law might say at some
particular
time.
Result in them being strung up.
Or the liberals get in power. Then what are you going to do?
Yeah, but their belief is that if they don't agree with my belief system, we should string them up.
Right. They're a bunch of sick people, but you've got to show them that, look, you're never going to be in charge of the government. You're never going to be in charge of who's getting strung up. So, you enjoy eating meat, don't you? You like a good candy bar now and then. When you're talking about socialized health care, these people want to control what you eat. So that's, that's one of the things that you can always do with those folks.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. We go to Sincere, listening on Stickam in Illinois. Sincere, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, I'm in Chicago.
Oh, there you are.
Yep.
What's on your mind?
I got two things. First off, the first thing I wanted to address was everybody talking about how, you punked out because you didn't stay in jail the whole 93 days.
Oh, I don't know if everyone's talking about that, but there are some.
I just say there was a few people saying that, and my thing was, I agree with you in the whole, if you're not there, then you really can't say anything. Like, if you know what I'm saying, like, you have a lot of things that you have going on in your life that you are a talk show host. Your job is to get the message out to everyone. If you're not getting the message out to everyone, then you're not really fulfilling what you're intended to do, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, and at the
as
same time.
To, I mean, Laura Canario, her job, what she feels like her purpose is to be a civil disobedient, and she, that's her thing. That's what she likes to do, and that's what her message is good at getting out. That's how she gets out her message. You get out your message through a radio show that you have worked on for years and years and years.
The fact is, I did go all the way on the court date. I didn't cooperate with that judge, and he slapped me with a 90-day sentence. It was afterwards that I decided to mitigate that. So I did make my stand, and I did as I said I would do. I did take
My thing is, I went to jail, and I funked down and pled guilty to a felony, but the thing was, the maximum punishment for my felony was 6 months, and they wanted me to wait. I would still be in jail right now. I went in jail in February 2007. They wanted me to wait all the way to August 2009 to go to court to be found not guilty
Speedy
for something
trial.
That the maximum punishment was 6 months. They wanted me to sit in jail 2.5 years. I feel like that was stupid. Unless I plan on leaving the country anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Wow.
In my case.
Was that happening in Illinois?
No, that was happening in Texas. Good old racist, hang black people, Texas.
Oh, jeez.
Where, they think 23% of Texans still think Obama's Muslim. And that's what brings me to my second point.
Okay.
You have a lot of racists on your BBS. I just wanted to bring that up because.
We do.
Yes.
Are you going in the rubber room patrols?
Everyone's whooping and hollering about how, this is my thing. Okay, we're all free staters. We all believe that the government is bad in every facet, that politicians are none but liars, and this and the third. So, By that being said, you have a lot of people going on there saying, oh, I don't think Obama went to Columbia. I don't think Obama was born in this country. It wouldn't matter whether Obama really graduated from law school or he was a high school dropout. It wouldn't matter if Obama was born here or on the moon.
Oh, I agree with you completely.
And he's involved with government, he's still evil regardless.
I'd like to point out,
arguing that fact?
Sincere, I'm with you, man. I'd like to point out that the BBS is not full of free staters. It's full of any random schmo that comes on the BBS.
Well, I'm talking about amplifiers, though, were saying this. There were amplifiers going along with this. And that's the thing that was bothering me. I'm like, if you're an amplifier, obviously you believe in something that you're saying.
More coming up. Free Talk Live.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon 222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available on Iowa.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And the features include live streams, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, webcam, all completely free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Now, if you love liberty, you should check out Bureaucrash Social. It's the place for you to connect with freedom fighters from around the world. At Bureaucrash Social, you can share your ideas, obtain resources, and document your activism, as well as find awesome videos and pictures uploaded by other crashers. Go to bureaucrash.com to learn more and get signed up. That's bureaucrash.com.
I love that term, crasher.
Bureaucrash, very cool organization. Probably one of the, I would say, probably the hippest of the liberty-oriented organizations out there right now. Let's go back to Sincere on the line from Chicago. Sincere, you were echoing some concerns, or I guess voicing some concerns about some of the people that are participating on the Free Talk Live BBS. And as I pointed out, it's an open forum. Anybody can come in there, and you were suggesting that there was a bunch of racists there. I think that there may be a handful of racists, and what we've done to sort of take care of that problem is anytime somebody posts something that's a racist thread, we dump it into one particular forum.
Yeah, I
where
know.
All
I'll read it.
Troll-related threads go.
See, now it is Sincere. You're going in the rubber room for trolls?
No, this is it. Okay. This is an issue. This is an actual issue.
So you are saying that what you believe believe is racism is people being concerned about where Obama was born?
I've just seen threads about where Obama was born, about whether he went to Columbia, about whether he really graduated from law school. And my thing was, if you're a free stater, you believe all government is inherently evil and that whatever, that you shouldn't matter. It shouldn't matter where he was born, where he was from, what school he went to. It doesn't matter. And think about how much stuff I have to go through, how much opposition I go against trying to tell. I'm black. I'm trying to tell other black people in Chicago about how, yeah, Obama's not to be trusted because he's just another politician. When you have a lot of people who voted, the black people who voted for Obama just because he was black, which I was totally against, because that's like saying you trust every black person that comes along that's in a suit and tells you something good.
Yeah, that's exactly.
You want to hear, which we don't. So, like, I just never understood that. My thing is, like, and some of even your commercials on your show are racist. Like, they have racist connotations, so to speak. That's not I'm looking for racism, but it has racist connotations, because I'm not going to say which advertiser, but I'm just going to say they have something to do with food. And they saying that something about the new inauguration and be prepared for when this person comes into office. But they would be having these same commercials if John McCain was elected. Or
I think that's a stretch.
About John McCain or Sarah Palin and the crazy stuff Sarah Palin was saying, like when that Clearwater, Florida speech where people yell out the N-word. Which I feel people use a little bit too freely on the BBS as well.
I hate it.
If Hillary Clinton were elected president, they'd be saying the same thing.
They would be saying the same thing. And
if Hillary got elected,
yes,
right. And I don't know. A lot of these organizations that advertise on this network are very anti-political. In that I think even if it were John McCain, would still be advertising their food storage options and things.
But
like
they might
that.
Not use John McCain as their.
My thing is, with Obama, they need to stop bringing up this whole he wants to redistribute wealth. And what did Bush do? He redistributed wealth into the hands of very few people and made them extremely wealthy.
That's redistribution
as well. Every president has redistributed. Reagan, with his trickle-down economy, redistributed wealth.
Everyone has
redistributed wealth in some way, shape, or form.
People who
needed it to the people who were just greedy and wanted it.
Sure. First of all economics is trickle-down. No society is totally equal. Even in the Soviet Union, you had trickle-down economics there.
True.
But we're not saying that Reagan or Bush was the optimal situation.
I'm not saying you guys were. I'm just saying people have been saying that on the board. And then
a lot of free staters
and a lot of libertarians have been saying that. Like, well, Obama is this and Obama is that. I'm like, well, John McCain would all have us get bombed by some random people that he decided to piss off because he just wants to bomb all the dark, brown and dark countries.
Well, you know, I would agree with you that some people use, say the term Muslim, and they drop Obama's middle name as a scare tactic, and it's sort of racist, and in that it's showing Obama's different than us. He's different, and I think that that's reprehensible.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of interesting as to where he might have been born, because they've got this one rule on being president. Well, two.
Well,
you've got to be 35 years old, and you've got to have been born as a natural born citizen.
But it's just another political distraction. Mark, I mean, that's all that really is. It's
exactly.
Just something for people to feed on and think that that's somehow important, whereas exactly what Sincere says is if it turns out that Obama was, not qualified and they kick him out of office, then he'll just be replaced by Joe Biden or Hillary Clinton or whatever other power-mongering sicko that they would put in instead. So really,
exactly.
It's irrelevant who the president is. But I'd like to throw a disclaimer out about the Free Talk Live BBS. I am with you. I don't appreciate the N-word being used there. It's one of the reasons why I have a no-racism policy on the forum. However, what we found was that if you ban the people that are being racist, they just find ways around the bans, and they come back, and they come back. And then you're in this endless process of trying to continually ban these people over and over again.
Right. The BBS generates
I'm not going to say much because I use the N-word continuously because I'm black, and, it's just – I was raised around it, like everyone said. My mom, my dad, my grandmother, everyone, like everybody.
And so, I'd also like to say...
My thing is, as a white person, if you're, like, I don't understand why everybody feels like... I use the term internet gangster, internet thug, where you just, I can say this word because I'm on the internet, no one will say... My thing is, I really don't give those people much credit to any argument they put up, because I know these same people would never yell it in a room full of black people.
Absolutely.
They would never say it out in public. They would never use it anywhere
Absolutely.
Outside of the... comfort of very, very close friends.
Right. What we have done, I'd like to point out that what we've done to allow people to help sculpt their BBS going experience at bbs.freetalklive.com is we do have ignore buttons, so people can click ignore on anybody they don't want to hear. You can also, if you create a thread and you are an amplifier, you have the ability to delete unwanted replies. So if somebody starts replying in ways that you don't think are appropriate, you can just delete those replies from your thread, and eventually they'll give up because they don't want to spend all that time replying if they're just going to have their words deleted right out from under them. So we've got some things that are in place that will sort of help mitigate that. Plus, we have the troll zone, where if an offensive thread is identified, it will be dropped into that troll zone to try to help keep the forum as clean as possible. But, you know, I'd like to come to the defense of some of the people that are talking about the things that you are concerned with here, about this minutia about Obama, for instance. And I think that what you're looking at, you said that some of them were amplifiers. You didn't say that the racists were amplifiers. You just said that some of the people that were caught up on, like, where Obama was born are amplifiers. Am I correct in that
analysis? Yeah, you're very correct.
Analysis? Okay, so I'd like to come to the defense of these folks. In order to become a Free Talk Live amplifier, you don't have to be a free stater, and I think you use the term free stater sort of interchangeably with somebody that loves liberty, and there is a clear difference.
Oh, that's true.
So in order to be an amplifier, all you have to do is appreciate what we're doing on this show and think that it's good and want to help support us, and then you get behind us. There's no litmus test or anything like that to become an amplifier beyond the fact that whether you have $3 in your PayPal account or not at the time. So I think what you might be seeing is people that are sort of new, maybe, to the realm of liberty. And when you're new to liberty, you don't necessarily have a total grasp on all of the concepts and the principles and the ideas. And you might still be caught up in some of the old factors of what you used to believe in. I mean, Mark, you, for a long time, were really holding on to the Republican Party. And you were a drug warrior when you started on this show, just as an example.
If you consider somebody I guess I didn't even think marijuana should be legalized, really.
Right. So you might have understood. I mean,
Mark, I can't believe Mark was a drug warrior.
Isn't it crazy?
So, yeah, I know. How are you going to go to prison for that long and still be a drug warrior? Like,
it's madness, isn't it? I don't get it myself. But it's just I'm using him as an example of somebody who, in the very beginning, you might have been able to see what liberty kind of was, like get the principle in your head. You might have understood it.
I understood small government.
Right. You didn't really understand the application, and you might have been more caught up with some of the political things, like, oh, how many houses does McCain have versus Obama have, or whatever some of these distractions are. Where was Obama born? Where was McCain born? Whatever all that nonsense is.
That brings up nothing. A lot of people are saying, Obama's going to legalize all drugs. Obama's probably smoking a blunt right now. I'm like, does anybody remember the fact that Senator McCain was a pill popper like Rush Limbaugh was? I mean, like, no one brings these things up.
Nobody's even talking. Obama or McCain, neither of them mentioned drugs in their campaigns, and they're total, obviously, drug warriors. If he was interested in legalizing anything, he would have brought it up during his campaign and gotten a lot of support, I think, for it. I thank you sincere for the call tonight and the discussion. Always good hearing from you. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And if you're on the line, we will try to get to you here in moments. This is your show. You can take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Imagine feeling totally helpless. Imagine thinking and hearing clearly, but unable to move as the ground rises to meet you. Imagine the pain of 1,000 needles as your body is invaded, locked, and hammered by 50,000 volts of the latest in taser technology. If this sounds scary, imagine how it would feel for anyone attempting to victimize a friend, loved one, or even yourself. FortressTactical.com offers you the same technology trusted trusted by police departments from around the world, specializing in less lethal defense. Fortress Tactical carries only the best in U.S.-built protection equipment, like the new Taser C2, which includes a holster, two extra cartridges, and free shipping all for one low price. Visit FortressTactical.com. That's FortressTactical.com. With Christmas just around the corner, give the gift of protection this year by visiting FortressTactical.com. Prohibited in certain states and counties. See website for details.
With Christmas right around the corner and an unstable economy looming, finding the right gift can be tough. Why not give the gift of an Excalibur dehydrator? The Excalibur dehydrator is not only economical, but also fun for the whole family. Save hundreds of dollars by drying your own fruits, vegetables, and meats. Make your own healthy snacks or start storing your own healthy food in case of emergencies, all with no added salts, fats, and preservatives. What a perfect gift for the health-conscious person in your family or for a friend who vows to eat healthier this coming year, even if that friend is you. For a limited time, receive the book Preserve It Naturally, filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free with your order. Just call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Excalibur Dehydrator wishes you and yours health and wellness for the new year.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. We'll try to sneak you in here in these remaining moments. It's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Martin. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. We're coming up on Black Friday. The day after Thanksgiving is the day when everybody goes crazy and goes to the mall and Best Buy and Circuit City and all the other various different retailers out there. And they stand in line
at 5, 6
in the morning. It's an amazing thing to experience. But why bother? I mean, you can get a better deal online, most likely. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Go and check out the prices there. See the selection. It's huge. 41 categories in which to shop, including groceries. I mean, they really have almost everything you need in life now at Amazon.freetalklive.com. 41 categories. Used items. So you need to save a few bucks, but still feel like you got to buy some gifts for people? Buy them used. Head over to Amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So thank you in advance for doing your holiday shopping at Amazon.freetalklive.com. Oh, and if you need computer parts this holiday season or anytime, you can go to Newegg.freetalklive.com. We don't make as much off the Newegg link, so if you're going to buy electronics, try to buy them from Amazon. They probably have a better price anyway. But as far as computer parts are concerned, Newegg.freetalklive.com. All right, we continue with your calls, and we go to AB in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. AB. Hello?
Hello,
you're on the air.
Oh, I was listening to your podcast from yesterday.
Yes.
And you were talking about the gay marriage amendment that passed in California. It was worded slightly different, well, a lot differently than the one in Florida, and I wanted to get your opinion on it. I wanted to read it to you real quick.
Okay.
It says, in so much as marriage is the legal union of only one man and one woman as husband and wife, no other legal union that is treated as marriage or the substantial equivalent thereof shall be valid or recognized. And I was planning on getting married without a marriage license. But the way this amendment that just passed was worded, it looks like if you don't get a marriage license, not only, because in Florida the pastor could go to jail for marrying someone without a license. Now it's, well, we're not even going to consider you married, and we're not going to allow you to get any of the benefits or anything, even though you're a heterosexual couple that got married. So I was wondering if, like, I could get your opinion on pretty much the thing that was bugging me was the phrase legal union.
Well, that's the problem, is that people are waiting for the blessing of government to for government to bless their marriage, that they don't understand that a marriage is supposed to be a private contract between two people. And the fact that they've given the blessing of marriage or the authority over marriage to government is really the inherent problem here, don't you think?
Well, yes. I've been trying to tell people, like, when they were trying to push this through in Florida, that this shouldn't even be an issue for a Christian. They should be complaining, saying, well, why is the government saying you have to,
license.
To ask for permission to get married?
They should be, but, I mean, they don't, because they see government as some sort of they see it as like an endorsement almost, even though it's really an insult. But they see it as legitimacy for their belief system.
Well, it also puts you know, certain legal you get certain legal advantages by doing it. Especially, I believe women get legal advantages by in the marriage situation.
Any other thoughts, Amy?
I was just gonna say, just like John Bunyan, early Christian, and he wrote Pilgrim's Progress. And he went to prison because he refused to get a license to preach. And as a Christian, I do believe that God created marriage. And he said, and he pretty much tells us, we are to get married or we can't get married. And I don't feel that I need to ask the state for permission to get married. That's shouldn't even be an issue.
Are you sure it's illegal to have a pastor marry somebody down there in Florida? Because there was, back when I was with my former girlfriend, we were looking into getting a non-state marriage, and the guy absolutely agreed to do it. So I wonder if that's
same for me.
True or not. I think you could get away with that. If you can find, it's possible.
Well, you could get away with it, but technically, I forgot where it was because I was reading up on it to try to find a pastor that would marry us. And it pretty much came down to, well, if you do get married and the pastor married you without getting a license, then the pastor could spend time in jail for marrying you without getting a license.
I can tell you that the pastor that my girlfriend approached at the time had no compunction whatsoever with it. He said it'd be great because he wouldn't have to deal with any paperwork. And Mark,
It was essentially the same thing from on my side. The pastor didn't care at all. And I wonder, there's a couple of possibilities there. There's so many laws on the books that people don't know what they are, including the people that they affect, like pastors, so they could not know. Secondly, you could have asked some bureaucrat somewhere who could have said, bureaucrats say anything when you get them on the phone in the government.
That's right.
And they'll say, that's illegal. Well, they're not lawyers.
Right. They want the money.
And even if they were lawyers, lawyers don't necessarily know the law. There's so many laws, no one can know them. So
I think it's possible.
That's a possibility.
But just also think about all the tax issues, benefits, so-called, that people perceive with being married as opposed to not being married. So a lot of people want to be so-called married because then they get certain tax write-offs or certain perceived benefits that they wouldn't get if they weren't married, state marriage, I mean. And in the old days, remember the movie Braveheart where he married that woman privately so that the king's guys couldn't have a piece of his wife?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of what we're going through now, in a sense.
Well, I wish you good luck down there. I think you can find somebody. If you would just ask some pastors, ask your pastor if you have one, if they'll do it for you, you'll find somebody.
No, he wouldn't do it.
You'll find
somebody. Somebody will.
I mean,
somebody
if Mark and I had luck the first time we asked, you'll be able to find one.
You can go out 3 miles and get married on the water by a captain.
Yeah, and you might also be able to do it if you keep the pastor anonymous, because really it's just an agreement between you and your partner and the creator, really.
And if it's really a Christian ceremony, you can go get married anywhere by a person that you consider to be a real person of God. They can, why wouldn't somebody who would be a deacon or whatever terminology one wants to use, be able to do it?
You see, and part of my thinking that I was getting upset with was people were pretty much shoving this down the local church's throats, and they even had sermons on their website for pastors to know what to say and how to say it to get their church to vote yes on the gay marriage amendment and stuff to make
that's
gay marriage legal.
But it's really sad.
It's yet another issue that divides everyone. And,
yep. And that's what government does. Yes. Government pits people against one another. I thank you for the call. Wish you good luck down there, AB. Thank you. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to David in New York. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David. New York. Going once. David in New York. Going twice. We try Michael in New York. Michael, you are on Free Talk Live. Hello. Michael going once.
That didn't
Michael
sound
going
right.
Twice.
Uh-oh.
Everybody's hanging up because it's
well,
the show.
Well, if anybody's there, put them on. Otherwise, we'll, I guess, talk briefly, Wayne, about this
Hello?
Story. Hello. Oh, there is somebody there. Who is this?
Hey, this is Michael from New
Michael,
York.
You're on the yeah. air. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was just listening to your podcast about money and, like, gold standard and everything, like, 2 days ago.
Yes, sir.
And, well, basically my question was, like, if you went to the gold standard that was non-governmental, how would you, like, decide the price of the currency, really?
The market would decide.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's essentially, for one, you
how is it decided now?
If it was a free market in money, we wouldn't go to a gold standard, although gold likely would be a medium of exchange because it's, you know, mobile and valuable and things like that, as would platinum and silver and all kinds of other things. It's essentially the market would decide, and
you'd have market competing currencies of various different flavors, whether
right.
it be hard metals or various other different things. Labor could be a factor.
Right, right.
So the market would decide what the best currencies were, and there would still be alternate currencies in effect, and buyers and sellers would meet on
the
price.
The internet communication would play a huge role in this. People would be able to get feedback in real time like they do now on gold and silver prices. So that's what you'd find.
Right. Well, I'm a commodity broker, so I just had a question. I thought you were going to say that really about stability. Because, for example, let's say I'm an employer, right? And gold is like 800 now, but I'll round it to like 1,000 to make it easier.
Okay.
So if gold's 1,000 and I had to buy gold previously to pay my employers and my employees, and now it went down, right? By the time I pay them, then I lost money.
No,
well,
because,
how would
no,
you deal with that inefficiency?
Well, because you could be paying them in ounces rather than in dollars.
Because that's true, and you're sort of looking at the valuation in dollars, which wouldn't exist. Plus, you're also ignoring the fact that we're talking about a situation where there are multiple currencies, and one of the factors that's going to be an attractive factor about a currency is stability, I think. I mean, one of the reasons why people are going to want to save money in whatever X currency is because they know it's not going to be too crazy as far as its volatility. I wish we had
value.
Time. We don't. Thank you for the call. And I wish we had time to talk about your story, Wayne, where a Russian, some sort of expert analyst, is looking at things and saying, as he said a decade ago, that it's about time for the U.S. to break up. And it is about damn time. What the hell is taking so long? We'll see you tomorrow night. Yes, we will be live on Thanksgiving. See you then on the and online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Wake up!